I don't know. It was just, I felt like I got off to a decent start. You know, I gave myself a couple of chances early on. Made a couple of silly mental errors on 4 and 5, drop shots there. Made a, you know, a great 2 on 7 to just sort of get it back. Had a chance to get back to even par for the day on 9. And then, the start of the back 9 obviously wasn't very good. I mean, I hit it in the right rough on 10, which is, you know, was fine. I made bogey. And then 11, you know, another three putt there. You know, just a stupid mental error hitting it so far past. And then, you know, going left of the pin on 12 when I had no right to be going anywhere near that pin. And then, yeah, it just sort of got away from me. It's strange. I mean, I wish I could stand up here and tell you guys what's wrong or what I need to do to make it right, because I feel like I've got the shots. It's just a matter of going through the right thought process to hit them, and that's something that I obviously haven't been doing recently.
How frustrating is it for you that you don't know why your sensational form of last year has unraveled like this?
I don't know what you can do. You just got to try and play your way out of it, but it's nothing to do with technique. It's nothing to do with, you know, it's all mental out there. And, you know, I just need to, I don't want to concentrate, obviously, but you need to, sometimes I feel like I'm walking around out there and I'm unconscious. I just need to try and think a little bit more. I'm trying to focus, I'm trying to concentrate, but, I can't really fathom it at the minute, and it's hard to stand up here and tell you guys what's really wrong.
So mentally for you, how important is it to go out and try and put a good score together tomorrow?
Yeah, very important. I want to try and be here for the weekend. But the thing that I need to do tomorrow is just go out there and freewheel it and try and make birdies and try and, you know, play with that little bit of whatever it is I have usually. And that's what I have to try and go out there and do tomorrow, even though it's going to be tough to make a lot of birdies out there, obviously.
When you got to the 8th hole, and you were actually kind of getting it back, and you had a birdie shot on 8, a great shot at the 8, and I could see your reaction, that you didn't think it was going to end up where it ended up. If you had made birdie in 9, do you think you might have had a different back 9?
You never know. I mean, I would have had a little bit of nice momentum going on to the 10th tee. But I don't know. I mean, you know, even if I had made that birdie on 9, I could have still shot the same score on the back 9. But, yeah, there's definitely that. Definitely that. I guess it would be, because then you can go through a process of having a swing thought and making that your primary, you know, focus point. But, obviously, I do have a swing thought out there, but you know, I know that you know, I know I have the shots, and I know that I'm capable of hitting them. It's just a matter of, as I said, being in the right place mentally to do it.
Rory, when you had so much success so quickly, a lot of people always said that's the warning. You got to be really careful because there's too much going on. How much could be confusion in the brain? I mean, there's a lot going on in your life with this. Does that come into play at all, you think?
I don't think so. I mean, the course is where, you know, all you're trying to do is get the ball in the hole and the least shots possible, and you know, that's what all you're thinking about out there, or trying to think about anyway. And you know, that's what I've been so good at in the past, and obviously that's sort of the point that I'm trying to get back to. I don't know. Again, that's just thoughtless. It's just so, like, brain dead, you know, and seriously, and I feel like I've been walking around out there like that for the last couple of months. It was just, I'm trying to get out of it. I just don't quite know why.
Are you thinking about other things now? Are you struggling to actually think about the vibration?
No, not at all. No, it's not that at all. I'm fully focused on the golf out there, but it's being fully focused on each and every shot and what you really want to do with it and visualization and everything. And it's just, it's just something I've never experienced before.
Does it feel different, though?
Is it a tough golf course to bring what you feel was a somewhat refurbished swing to, because it's so hard and bouncy out there? But when you go to Bridgestone and the PGA, more traditional courses that you used to, that it might be different than what you're doing now, might actually
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, as I said, I actually didn't hit that many bad shots out there. I had a lot of good shots and made a couple of twos at the par threes. And it's just, yeah, I mean, I feel like I made a lot of progress over the last couple of weeks. And then, you know, shooting around like this is obviously, you know, not what you want. And you got to go back to the drawing board and think about what you need to do differently or what you need to do better to improve.
But the mental part of the game, is it the, a different kind of a frustration, though, that you've ever felt? Or is it it's just something you have to work out of? It just feels weird. I mean, is it almost foreign feeling?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for sure. It's a very alien feeling for me. It's something I've never really felt before.
That's the problem then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true.
Or is it contemplating something that,
yeah, I mean, I've worked with Bob before a little bit, and yeah, I mean, it could be beneficial going to see someone like that again. Obviously. Yeah, exactly. You know, wind's right to left. You know, I'm trying to make the ball finish right of the pin, but you know, I'm holding it against the wind, so I'm maybe not even as far enough right as I should, just to avoid going left, because you know, it's no harm putting your ball 25 feet right and having to putt up that green. So.
Is there anything you could take positive though out of today that you thought you did good and you said, hey, we'll just carry that into tomorrow? Anything at all?
I felt like I struck the ball okay. So you know, as long as I can somewhat, you know, get my mind in a better place, you know, I can go out there and try and shoot a good score tomorrow. I feel like I drove the ball okay, but the thing is, it's so, you got to be so precise on this golf course, and I felt like I had a couple of good drives that went in the rough, but look, it is what it is, and I feel like I'm hitting the ball okay, but it's just not, yeah, I just can't put it all together mentally out there.
So it would almost be easier if you were absolutely playing, it just seems to be drifting away from you, but if you were putting four in the bunker and five off the tee,
a little bit, yeah, exactly. But I'm not. That's the thing. I feel like I'm actually hitting the ball quite well. So I didn't putt very well, obviously. But basically every week this year.
A lot of drawing boards.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can. I'm definitely underthinking on the golf course. Maybe overthinking it off it.